National Cannabis Industry Association Midwest Cannabis Business Symposium is meant to be a clearinghouse of information for people that are either interested in investing or getting into this industry in Illinois to better understand the laws that have been passed and to get a practical idea of, from an industry perspective, how businesses are going to be created here in Illinois to meet the proposed regulations.
Now, I've seen it promoted that medical marijuana can be actually good for the economy. There are people that say that. You'd agree with that?
Last year in Colorado, there was $186 million in legal medical marijuana sales in Colorado. And it being taxed at 30%, that provides a significant new tax income for the state on top of the savings from decriminalization and lessening the impact on the courts and police enforcement.
Talk for a minute, if you could, about Quantum 9, what your organization does involved with people who are interested in this industry.
So Quantum 9 provides consulting and technology. From a consulting perspective in Illinois, we're working with people that are interested in understanding what's needed to run a successful operation, both a cultivation center and a dispensary. In Illinois, there will be 22 cultivation center licenses based on the number of Illinois state police districts. There are 22 districts in Illinois, and each state police district will monitor a cultivation facility. But we also provide technology. The Illinois bill mandates that each licensee have a cannabis plant monitoring system, and that's the software that Quantum 9 has developed.
I believe Illinois' law calls for 22 cultivation facilities, 60 dispensaries to provide medical marijuana. Have you heard from people already who are interested in getting involved?
Definitely, definitely. The passing of this bill has generated significant curiosity. I think one of the good things about the Illinois bill is that it's fostering a local economy. It's going to be for Illinois-based businesses.
So if someone wants to become a grower, for example, in a legal manner, you know, how do they start this process? I mean, it's not as easy as I just have a patch of ground in the back and I decide that's what I want to do. There's some hoops you have to go through.
Absolutely. And this is, if you think about it as medicine, this is about, you know, starting pharmaceutical-grade operations so that you can really highly track and manage quality. And it's not as easy as just throwing some seeds in the ground.
I've heard there are differences in what people have viewed of this drug in the past and often what is prescribed for folks who have some type of medical condition and rely on this. Is it a different type of drug, different type of marijuana?
There are organic compounds within cannabis called cannabinoids, and there's a system in the body called the endocannabinoid system. So these cannabinoids exist throughout the plant and animal kingdom. For instance, there are 25 cannabinoids in echinacea, and there are 85 cannabinoids within cannabis. So many people use the umbrella term marijuana, but this end of prohibition is really allowing for the research to understand what are those combinations of cannabinoids that are most helpful for different conditions. If you look at the illnesses listed in Illinois, there's more than two dozen. If you get a medical marijuana card in Illinois, you're severely ill. You have multiple sclerosis or Parkinson's, and there are cannabinoids that are helpful to battle spasticity in those conditions. But it's different for a cancer patient or someone with HIV who's battling with severe nausea as a result of chemotherapy. There are different cannabinoids that are more helpful for that. And many people talk about THC, which is the cannabinoid that gets people intoxicated. But there are most of the other cannabinoids don't have an intoxicating effect. And that's the exciting thing to enable medicinal properties, and that's what's relieving many of the illnesses that are listed on the Illinois bill.
We are talking with Chris Bushinski. He is with Quantum 9. It's a medical marijuana consulting and technology firm. I know there are a lot of people out there who will not view this as a legitimate, say, business opportunity. They do not view this as a legitimate industry. They view it maybe as part of the drug trade, if nothing else. Your response to them?
The Illinois bill is squarely focused on helping severely ill people. It is not about, you know, a California referendum to enable, you know, hippies to smoke pot in the park. This is about veterans with PTSD or, you know, severely ill children. So the more you look into the Illinois bill, I think the more comfortable people will be that this isn't legalizing a drug trade. It's providing safe access to quality medicine for severely ill people.
Illinois' law allows medical marijuana to be used legally until 2018, and then I believe it's going to be reevaluated, sort of a pilot program, and it could be scrapped at that time, or it could continue. But that leads to some uncertainty, and does that make it hard for people to invest and get involved in this business?
I think under the current conditions, certainly generating a lot of questions. But if you look at the evolution of the industry in other states, places like Colorado and Washington State, where it started out as medical marijuana, that is turning into the current situation more akin to alcohol, where it's come January, it's available to be purchased recreationally. So you don't have to have a prescription. You don't have to be a Colorado resident. And that's where a significant economic impact is predicted. In Colorado, you know, I mentioned last year there was $186 million in legal medical sales. In 2014, legal recreational sales are estimated to be $920 million. When you look at that being taxed at 30%, there's $300 million into state coffers for schools and government.
How many people do you expect will show up this weekend at the symposium?
The symposium is a sold-out event, so it really reflects the amount of interest and curiosity about this industry, and I think we'll find that the success of this event is going to lead to many more.